But Rihanna, we also want to thank you and recognize you for your contributions to the state. And so we prepared the governor's citation. And I'd like to invite you up here to the front with the treasurer, myself, and the comptroller, and to join us so we can present the citation and hopefully take a quick photo. Thank you. It's right here? Right here?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
No, you're fine. Just hold the chair. Right here first.
Thank you so much.
Congrats.
Thank you. So Rihanna, again, on behalf of all of us, and especially Governor Moore and myself, thank you for everything you have done for the state, and we look forward to the exciting adventures that await you at Johns Hopkins. With that, let's get started with the business of the day. Good morning, Secretary Gontram.
Good morning, Governor, and good morning to you, Mr. Treasurer and Madam Comptroller. There are 21 items on the Secretary's agenda this morning and 3 reports of emergency procurements. I'm happy to assist answering any questions.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I'd like to highlight item number 5, which is a request from the Commission on State Debt to approve the state property tax rate for fiscal year 2027. I am pleased to report that for the 4th year in a row, we are not increasing the state property tax rate. For the last 4 years, our administration has remained clear about one thing. The state of Maryland will not balance its budget on the backs of working and middle-class families. Maryland families are feeling the economic pressure from the federal administration. Our fiscal year 2027 budget not only strengthens our economic competitiveness, but it also makes life a little more affordable for Marylanders. By approving the state property tax rates in front of the board today, the comptroller, treasurer, and the governor, and I are reaffirming Maryland's commitment to protecting our people. Make no mistake, this is what responsible government looks like. With that, is there any discussion on the secretary's agenda?
I just have one item I'd like to highlight and just want to take a moment on agenda item number 6, because I think it's worth explaining debarment a little bit. Debarment is one of the most important tools that this board has to protect the integrity of Maryland's procurement system. First, when someone is debarred, their name is added to a list that every state agency and public body in Maryland is required to check before awarding a contract. If your name's on that list, you cannot do business with the state. Ensuring that we do this means that we are protecting taxpayers and the businesses that do play by the rules. So with today's action, the board will have debarred 6 individuals in roughly 6 months. And to put that in context, the historical average for the board was about 2.3 debarments per year. This board has tripled that pace already, with several additional debarments pending. This work really reflects a deliberate commitment by this board to take these cases seriously and move them through the process fairly, but also quickly. Honest businesses benefit from debarment because it means their competitors cannot win public contracts through fraud or bribery. And taxpayers benefit from debarment because it means state dollars are going to qualified, responsible contractors. Finally, communities benefit from debarment because the projects that get built actually get built right. So thank you, Secretary Gontram. Thank you to the Attorney General's office. And thank you to the whole team for taking on this work at the new pace that has been set by this current Board of Public Works. Maintaining a current and flexible debarment list is really fundamental to any well-functioning procurement system. And so I'm glad to be a part of this effort and work. Thanks.
Thank you, Madam Comptroller.
Thank you, Madam Comptroller.
May I have a motion to approve the secretary's agenda?
Motion to approve the secretary's agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Let's proceed to the Department of Natural Resources agenda. Good morning, Ms. Wilson.
Good morning, Governor, Mr. Treasurer, Madam Comptroller, Emily Wilson with Department of Natural Resources. First off, Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
And also, it is State Parks Week, so we hope that everyone has a chance to get out in the state park this week. We also have a challenge throughout the year to hike 250 miles within the state parks this year. So visit the DNR website for more details on that, but thank you.
Thank you.
We do have six items on our DNR real property agenda today for your consideration, and I'm happy to try to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Wilson, and happy Earth Day. Is there any discussion on the DNR agenda?
Not for me.
Okay, may I have a motion to approve the DNR agenda?
Motion to approve the DNR agenda.
Is there a second? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is the University System of Maryland. Good morning, Mr. Hickey.
Morning, Governor, Mr. Treasurer, Madam Comptroller, Tom Hickey representing University System of Maryland. There are five items for your consideration. I am withdrawing item 4S. I want to apologize to the board and the staff for the late notice on this. That's not how I like to do business, but happy to answer any questions you may have.
Let it slide this time.
Thank you, Mr. Hickey. Is there any discussion on the USM agenda?
Nope.
Oh, I have a motion to approve the USM agenda.
Motion to approve the USM agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now let's proceed to the MDOT agenda. Good morning, Ms. Radomski.
Good morning, Governor, Madam Comptroller, Mr. Treasurer, for the record. My name is Valerie Radomski, Chief Procurement Officer for the Maryland Department of Transportation. Today we are presenting 26 agenda items for your consideration. We are seeking approval of six awards to duly certified minority business and certified small businesses, totaling over $3.9 million. And we have representatives available to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Ms. Radomski. Madam Comptroller, I understand you may have some comments.
I just had a couple questions on item 7AE for MTA.
Deputy Administrator Kate Sylvester.
Great, thank you.
Virtually.
I also want to thank Director or Administrator Holly Arnold. I had a question and concern this week about some safety procedures along the Purple Line tracks, and she responded really quickly, so I appreciate that. We want to make sure that we're keeping bikers safe along the Purple Line work. Thanks.
Good morning. I'm Kate Sylvester from the MTA. I will be sure to pass that on to Administrator Arnold, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have.
Thanks so much, Deputy Director Sylvester. Thanks for joining us. There is a large contract here for consultants for planning work. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about MTA's efforts to bring some of the planning work that is continuing to be ongoing in-house rather than sort of constantly needing to hire so many consultants.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a very strong planning team in-house at the MTA that we rely on quite a bit for our strategic planning. We use the consultant contracts to bring in specific areas of expertise, for example, industry knowledge about state-of-the-art on various communication systems, rail systems, things like that across all of our rail modes that are really important for us, as well as things like being able to stamp our engineering plans. We don't have those capabilities in-house in our planning department. Another consideration when we think about using these consultant contracts for planning at the MTA is that these are federally eligible, so we're able to get reimbursed for 80% of the expenditures for these planning activities.
Okay, that's helpful information. Thank you. For the stamp, the thing that you mentioned about not being able to stamp our own projects, is that something worth, would that be something worthwhile to bring in-house since you have to get all of them stamped? Like, why do we continue to do that out of house?
So in our engineering department, we do have a small number of licensed engineers that we use for very specific functions, But with just the breadth of engineering specialties we need across all of the modes that MTA has, it's really valuable to be able to bring the right expertise in the engineering field in and have them stamp the plans and stand behind them.
Got it. Okay. That's helpful. Thanks. I appreciate it. You know, it's great to, you know, I'm glad that there's the 80% federal match. That is certainly very helpful. But certainly anytime that we can think about insourcing some of this work to cut down on consultants, I think it's a great thing to do. So thanks so much for being here and appreciate your work.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, may I have a motion to approve the MDOT agenda?
Motion to approve the MDOT agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So before we begin the DGS agenda, I'd like to recognize our state's Chief Procurement Officer, Wallace Sermons, who will be transitioning from his role to pursue opportunities in the private sector. Wallace is a trailblazer and a dedicated public servant. He is the youngest person to serve as our state's Chief Procurement Officer, and he's the first African-American to hold the position. And over the past 2 years, Wallace has truly been a transformational leader for the Office of State Procurement. He has played a key role in advancing the governor's vision to modernize Maryland's procurement system. Under his leadership, the Office of State Procurement has, one, worked to expand opportunities for small and minority-owned businesses, two, approved procurement timelines, and three, strengthened procurement and fiscal accountability. Secretary Chaudhry, good morning. Would you like to share a few words about Wallace?
Thank you, Madam Governor. I want to take just a moment to recognize my friend and colleague, Wallace Sermons. As a lifelong public servant who's made a significant impact in Maryland during his tenure here as Chief Procurement Officer, Wallace has played a key role in advancing the Governor Moore's vision to modernize the state's procurement system throughout his over 2 years of service under this administration. Under his leadership, DGS has implemented the Moore-Miller administration's landmark executive order, delivering a more efficient, equitable, and competitive procurement system for Maryland, expanding opportunities for small and minority businesses, and improving procurement timelines and strengthening accountability. He's also helped lay the foundation for the Procurement Reform Act of 2025. Further streamlining processes and reducing barriers to participation. Reforms that represent the most robust and transformative procurement modernization efforts taken in recent memory. He also championed the principle that inclusive contracting is both a strategic opportunity and a core responsibility. He expanded access to small, minority, and veteran-owned businesses while ensuring that enhanced enforcement of socioeconomic compliance. Taking the unprecedented step of pursuing liquidated damages for the first time to ensure true accountability and the realization of meaningful participation goals. Wallace has also been a central voice in pioneering the nation's first public procurement apprenticeship program, establishing Maryland as a national leader in workforce innovation and creating lasting pathways into impactful public service careers. He also is continuing progress on major systems and process improvements, most notably the incredible work on the state's e-procurement platform, establishing a framework created as a centralized procurement platform that public professionals can be proud of and that improves the experience of our business partners. You know, when Wallace first was coming on this role, I was reiterating to him that under this administration, if we can truly fix state procurement, if we can modernize it, if we can streamline operations, generations of state employees, of vendors, and Maryland as a whole will thank us. And we have worked diligently and collectively to set that foundation and the framework for this transformation. So we're truly we're grateful and also very thankful for Wallace for his leadership and lasting impact he has made on procurement, and wish him all the best in his future endeavors. I'm sure he'll be championing us and cheering us on from the outside, and wish him all the best of luck as he moves forward in his career.
Secretary Chaudhry, thank you so much for sharing those words, and how lucky we are that we've had Wallace serve the people of Maryland. So at this time, of course, we have a governor's citation in recognition for Wallace's service. So I'd like Wallace to join us in the front with the treasurer and the comptroller and myself. That's cool. Nice. Wallace, once again, on behalf of the Comptroller, Treasurer, Governor, myself, and the people of Maryland, thank you for your service. With that, let's conclude with the DGS agenda.
Thank you, Madam Governor. Thank you, Madam Governor, Madam Comptroller, Mr. Treasurer. For the record, I'm Atif Chaudhry, Secretary of the Maryland Department of General Services. Today, the department is presenting 60 items on our agenda. We are withdrawing two items today, item 7CGL and item A1EX. Our agenda does feature 39 capital grants and loans, totaling more than $38.3 million. And I want to highlight one in particular, it's item 20CGL, which provides $2 million to the City of Glen Arden for a public safety building. Glen Arden will utilize this grant to provide its police department with its dedicated standalone facility. These funds will support the essential pre-development phase, covering everything from site evaluation and architectural design to engineering assessments. By funding these technical requirements, the grant moves this project from just a preliminary concept forward to more full-scale implementation. As we continue to keep an eye on minority business participation, our agenda does feature two contract actions to certified minority businesses totaling more than $400,000 and six contract actions to certified small businesses totaling more than $3.3 million. We have AIDS representatives here to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Madam Comptroller, I understand you would like to share some remarks.
Yes, thank you so much, Madam Governor. I just wanted to make sort of give a shout out on two items that the Maryland National Capital Park and Planning Commission have. One on the Central Ave Connector Trail, which is a great, just a really important trail, and I'm excited to see it be connected. And the second for Lake Arbor Golf Course. I visited Lake Arbor not too long ago, and the work that is happening there to sort of recapture what once was a golf course and turn it into a, which has really become a dilapidated, somewhat dangerous, you know, public safety hazard. It's going to be a phenomenal resource for the public and for the people of Lake Arbor. And so it's exciting to see that space move forward into a new, safe community open space for generations to come. So really exciting. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Comptroller. Mr. Treasurer, you have any comments?
None.
Okay, well, I do. So let me get started. So we have a speaker request for item number four, which is requested to award $265,000 capital grant to the American Legion Gray Ray Post number 220 to support the modernization of their facility, including an enhanced accessibility entrance. I'd like to recognize Commander Lawson, who joins us to speak in support of this item. Commander Lawson, come on up. Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
Good.
Madam Governor, Madam Controller, Mr. Treasurer. I'm speaking on behalf of grant number 23669. We're requesting this grant funding be released to address urgent safety and accessibility issues. Most of our older members, we actually have a member that's 101 years old. I'm the youngest Legionnaire, but most of our members are older, and there's a lot of accessibility issues with them because our parking lot is not paved. So we'd like to get the funds released for the parking lot to get paved, and also our entrances are not ADA compliant, and our restrooms are reoccurring. So when it rains, basically we have to shut down our facility, our building leaks. The plumbing dates back to 1947, so it's in critical need of replacement. So we just request that the funds be released so we can serve our veterans and our community better and our facility gets up to code.
So, Thank you, Commissioner.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Now I'd like to highlight a few capital grants on today's agenda. First, I'd like to highlight item number five, which is a request to award $2.1 million capital grant to Montgomery County for the design and the creation of a new 3.3-mile side path along Bowie Mill Road. This new side path, along with new pedestrian bridge, will allow residents and cyclists to enjoy Montgomery County's stunning nature and scenery. I want to thank the entire Montgomery County delegation, especially Delegate Corman and Senator Zucker, for their leadership and support of this project. Next, I'd like to highlight item number 6, which is a request to award $19 million capital grant to the Luminous Health Doctors Community Health Center for the design, construction, and equipping of their Women's Health Hub in Prince George's County. Luminous Health Doctors is a nonprofit, community-based hospital committed to improving the health and well-being of residents across Prince George's County. Luminous is developing a comprehensive maternal health program to address gaps in perinatal and postpartum health services for women. This grant will help establish dedicated family-centered spaces for labor and delivery, postpartum recovery, and outpatient care. I'm excited about this work, not only because of how important it is for the community, but also because it embodies what we mean when we say leave no one behind. And lastly, I'd like to highlight item number 36, which is a request to award $2 million capital grant to the Central Baltimore Partnership to rehabilitate underutilized commercial structures along major corridors in the Central Baltimore and Station North. The Central Baltimore Partnership is a partnership for over 100 nonprofits, businesses, universities, and government agencies working to create a renaissance of Central Baltimore. This grant will help revitalize more than 190,000 square feet of commercial and industrial space into usable facilities for a public market, artist studios, and a new community-focused commercial hub. With that, is there any discussion on the DGS agenda?
Nothing for me.
I'm good.
Okay. I would have never guessed that, Mr. Treasurer. May I have a motion to approve the DGS agenda?
Motion to approve the DGS agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. That concludes today's meeting of the Board of Public Works. The next meeting, it will be on May 6th. Thank you all. We are adjourned.